This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is for a better life for IRIB English Radio. I am Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul, and one of my specialties is in enhancing the style for living. And my talk is based on the Quran and Islamic tradition. In this episode of the program, I will be trying to talk about a new subject, which is that we had better not to disclose our problems with others. We in Islamic narrations are persuaded not to reveal our problems to other ordinary people. As I will describe here, it has a close connection with advancement in having a more enjoyable life. Talking to other ordinary people about the problems, especially some people who cannot solve them, people who, like us, are facing with various problems in their life, is not logical. For example, imagine that the weather is too hot. Is someone who is sick and tired of this warmness, if he complains and says to other people that the weather is too hot, I cannot tolerate it. By this way, he just is exposing his weakness and impatience to others and nothing more, because other people cannot solve this problem. So why I should talk about them, about this bothering issue? In addition, as the law of attraction says, negative thoughts attract one another, just as positive thoughts do the same. So if we talk about our negative thoughts to others, talk to them about our mutual or common and uncommon problems, not only they cannot solve it, they also will feel uncomfortable. And the result is nothing but a problem that has become more severe, worse, and more intense. Why should we, instead of encouraging each other to have a better life, direct their mind to pay attention to the negative side of life? However, a wise man should not share the difficulties of his life with others, because he gained no benefit of it. Everyone in this world has a problem in his life, and no one is accepted. Then why they should have a hearing ear for our problem as well? Yes, sometimes we share problem with others because we think that they can solve them, or offer suggestion, or at least do something. But this is an exception. We also have a verse in the Quran that proves that Allah says you can do it. We can refer to Surah Nisa, verse 148, as Allah says, Allah does not like the disclosure of anyone's problem to other ordinary people. I translated with a little interpretation. Allah does not like it, except by someone who has been oppressed and seeks to find a solution. This man can talk with other people about his problem. It means that if someone is oppressed or is stuck in a bad situation, he, in order to find a solution, can share his problem with others. But as the verse means, this is confined only to those who can solve it, not to any ordinary people, the ordinary people who cannot do anything for or benefit. Here, it would be better to remain silent and do not share our problem with others.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place.
themselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
I was talking about a general fact that one should not uncover his problems to others. As I said, negative thinking is believed to attract negative experiences, while positive thinking is believed to produce desirable experiences. This is a fact that is derived out from the law of attraction. A wise man does not let others understand his problems. For having a better life, try to remain silent. Do not share your problems with other people. Let me refer to what Imam Ali, the commander of faithful, says in Nahj al-Balagha. The Imam says, a person who discloses his hardship to other people, in fact, agrees to catch humiliation. Let's see what this tradition means. Firstly, if you have a problem and say to others, one of the negative sides of it is that they realize how miserable you are. For example, other people may not know that we are destitute or not, have an illness or not, or heart is full of joy or sadness. But if they understand that we are poor or cannot make the ends meet, or that we are, for example, diabetic or had a heart attack, and so on and so forth, they may say, oh man, we were thinking you are a fortunate man, but as if it is not true. Does anyone really want other people feel that he is miserable? Of course not. Secondly, if we talk about our problem to others, those who are our lovers, like our parents or close relatives or close friends, when they see that they cannot solve our problem, hearing our problems will bring about discomfort for them, and they will start being worried. But from the other point of view, if there are some people that are hearing our problems, are those who are jealous or those who do not like us, when they hear about our problems, they start being happy in their heart. This is the second disadvantageous point. Do we really want to bother our lovers and make our adversaries happy? Thirdly, this is a fact that no one can accurately understand another's feeling. For example, if you are suffering from a mental anxiety and disclose this problem to someone else, since that person is not aware of your real feeling, the only thing he can do is that to compare your situation with another similar problem of his own. But what he feels could be far away what you are feeling. Why should you talk about your problem to someone who cannot understand the real degree of your problem and only can guess it? Because of this, in most of the cases when someone talks about his problem to others, they, instead of offering a solution, they also start to talk about their own problems to prove that they also have similar problems, or that if you are misfortunate, they also have their own problems, and something like this. Fourthly, as I have many experiences to people who talk to me for, in some cases, or better to say in many cases, when someone talks about his problem to others, those people who hear it offer a solution. But ridiculously, in many cases, those solutions are not practical in our life. Then later on, when they meet the man, they ask him whether he acted upon their solution or not. And then they start blaming him that why he did not implement their advice. They didn't know that their advice was not practical in our life. But they start blaming us. The conclusion is this: if you want to lead a better life, try to remain silent about your hidden problems, and do not expose your problems to others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.